you're having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The economic movers and shakers in the Bush administration plan to shake up the U.S. financial system in ways we haven't seen in decades. The biggest, a plan to let the government use taxpayer money to take over the bad debt and shaky securities that are really weighing down the titans of Wall Street. By some estimates, that could cost $500 billion with a T dollars. In the meantime, the government plans to guarantee deposits in money market mutual funds and also bar the short-term selling of stocks in financial companies. Senator Barack Obama, meanwhile, is supporting a federal bailout to plan to deal with the country's deepening financial crisis. The Democratic presidential candidate is campaigning today in Florida. This morning, he was in Coral Gables. He was meeting with a team of high-powered economic advisors to try and craft proposals to calm the crisis. Senator John McCain also wants the federal government to stop bailing out failed financial institutions. He says the answer is to get them before they go broke. McCain also said if he's elected, he would set up a new federal agency to deal with any immediate economic crisis. The Mortgage and Financial Institutions Trust, or MFI, would be formed within the Treasury Department. Day five of testimony in O.J. Simpson's armed robbery trial is underway in a Las Vegas courtroom right now. First up on the witness stand today is a key prosecution witness, Thomas Riccio. He, of course, is the sports memorabilia dealer, broker, we should say, who set up that meeting in the Las Vegas hotel room last year. He also secretly recorded this confrontation. The jury is hearing portions of the audio tape again today. Yesterday, you might recall that Riccio said everything was going perfectly until, quote, the gun came out. Well, the defense claims that Simpson had no idea that guns were in the room and was only trying to get his own stuff back. It may be another week, actually, before residents of Galveston, Texas can go back home. Texas Governor Rick Perry says that the city is simply not ready to house residents yet. Galveston's mayor says that if people stay away, it's just going to be a lot easier to get water, sewer, and power services back online. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone. Take care.